just dies off. Speaking of dying off.
Wow, that was loud.
Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some stuff to talk about.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Mark Hamill looking like a beast. We'll start with the trailers we watched right before this here recording started. I just pulled a beard hair out of my fucking chin on my microphone. It hurts so bad right now.
Good job.
Fuck yourself, Mike.
Called you Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Sick burn, Joe.
Textage needs some ointment. Like, sick burn. Anyhow, we watched some trailers before we started.
Yeah, we did.
This here podcast.
What trailers did we watch?
We watched Bumblebee, Creed 2, and Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. We'll start with Bumblebee. We'll start over there with Michael.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Mike, what'd you think of this new trailer for Bumblebee?
It looks better than any Transformers movie in a long time.
Yeah, buddy. What'd you think of OG Generation 1 Transformers?
That looked pretty cool, actually. Yeah, it does. Because those ones legit look like they just... Hey, remember the cartoon that everybody liked? We just make it look like that.
I'm pretty sure they just robot chickened them. They had the toys. It was like, move them in stop motion. There's no humans in it.
A hand making a mock. It's interesting that they, like, there is this big, there's obviously Earth has been important in this universe. I'm going to try not to think about how anything that happens in this would affect, like, the first two movies, you know?
Gotcha.
Because I don't know how cohesive that thought would be if they did try to make it blend. I think they're hoping that, like, people just kind of like, hey, just enjoy this movie. Please don't think of how it would work later on down the road. But yeah, it'd be interesting if it is a coherent story to go along with the first two. But I don't think it's going to be. But as long as it's a cool standalone, it'd be pretty dope. The other thing's kind of weird, though, too, is because, like, what villains are you going to use? Like, you saw some of them, but...
I can tell you which ones. Look at the list.
Tell us what ones.
We have Angela Bassett as the voice of Shatter. That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. She plays what they call a triple changer. She's a Decepticon. She turns between a Plymouth satellite and a Harrier jump jet. So those are the ones you see landing. And then like when they turn, they transform into the cars, drive for a second, and turn into robots. You have Justin Trudeau, who is playing Dropkick, who is a triple changer as well. He turns into a blue AMC Javelin and into a Bell AH-1 Super Cobra, which sounds fucking dope.
Yeah.
Like, had some pretty cool names for jets and stuff back in the 80s. Then you have Blitzwing, who is another Decepticon, turns into a red and white McDonnell Douglas F4 Phantom, who everyone thought was Starscream. Because it kind of looks like Starscream, but apparently it's not. It's Blitzwing.
All right. I could have thought that was Starscream, too.
Because Starscream, I mean, obviously you could use him for this. It doesn't matter. But he, going back to the first movie, he lands later.
Yeah.
So that's the reason he wouldn't already be on Earth. So they had to come up with a different flying Decepticon because, you know, there's not enough of those out there.
Right.
You also have an appearance by Barricade, which they just mentioned it here as a Decepticon scout. I don't know if you actually see him transform. And then you see Starscream on. So that is him. This is confirming he's actually one of the ones that turns into the jet on Cybertron.
Okay.
The tri-wing jet. That's why he looks the way he does. So then that makes more sense. And then you also have Shockwave, who looked fucking amazing. He's the one
who
fucking looked amazing. You have Soundwave looked fucking dope, and then you see him
classic.
Eject Ravage out of his out of him. I was like, oh god. Right, if you had shown me the scenes with Bumblebee cutting those trees down, I don't know why that scene just gets me wet, fucking just, it's so dope looking. The scene with Optimus Prime staring at the jets flyover, mm-hmm. when he looks like OG with the old which was weird that he looks like the old that on Cybertron, but I'm okay with it. I'm perfectly fine with him looking at that. Then you show me that Shockwave and that sound wave with the Ravage. I'd have just mailed you money right away.
Yeah,
I know it's illegal to mail money, but I'll still do it. I'll write you a check, one of them paper things.
They still got those?
I still got those. Dang. They don't expire, I don't think.
I don't know. Anyway.
But I would, yeah, I was like, yep, okay. Got this one. And then the only three Autobots listed in this are Bumblebee, Optimus Prime, and Wheeljack.
We see a recording of Optimus Prime in the trailer, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty dope, yeah.
And it's still the same voice actor, because it did sound like him, right?
Cullen, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, yes.
That trailer looked absolutely awesome. I think it looks, from what is shown right here, will probably be better than any other Transformers that have come before. Because I wasn't even a fan of the first one at all. So hopefully this kind of like reboots everything. They're able to start from scratch again, and we're able to get a much better, more coherent story going forward, if that's what they want. Is this the one where that they had the that really gnarly writing group?
This is one of them that came out of there. Yeah. So this is written by Travis Knight, who is part of that gnarly group. So this is the first one to come from that, which has it has some affiliation, obviously, with the other movies, but it has no, like, run over anything other than the Transformers themselves.
Right. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, this one takes place in the past, before the first one came about. Yeah, this is more of, like, the how Bumblebee got on Earth type thing.
Yep.
Yeah. So that'll be cool.
And this is, so Travis Knight, who's directing this one, he is the director he works with Laika, the film company, like Kubo and the Two Swords.
Oh, dope.
So the Two Strings, I should say. And then this is his first like live action movie that he's doing. So because he was an animator on all the Laika stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So pretty cool. And then it's written by Christina Hodson, who's very new at things. She has three movies that have been made so far. One called Shut-In, one called Unforgettable, and then, of course, Bumblebee. Shut-In, released in 2016, is a suspense horror thriller starring Naomi Watts, Oliver Platt, and Charlie Heaton, which I've never seen.
Then
Unforgettable... Yeah. Is that fucking crazy ex-girlfriend movie with Christina Heigl or Katherine Heigl.
Yeah,
where she's like obsessed with her man and his new girlfriend or ex-husband, I guess it would be.
All right.
Whatever. So she's obviously doesn't just stick to one type of thing, because Bumblebee seems drastically different than those two movies.
Yeah.
That's me. But yeah, no, it sounds pretty dope. The crazy thing about this too is one of the production companies for Bumblebee is Laika. So like they're producing this as well, along with All Spark Pictures, which I thought was hilarious.
That is hilarious.
That's their in-house one. And then the De Bonaventure Pictures. I don't think that is at all. And then obviously distributed by Paramount. So, and Michael Bay is like way back in the back as a producer just to get money.
Which is fine with me.
But oddly enough, all that CG and all that stuff, movie comes in right now is a speculated budget of $102 million.
That's good.
That's low.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would have thought it was way more than that. I mean, not that John Cena cuts a big check, but there's a lot of CG in this movie, and it looked really good.
Yeah.
When he's ruffling your hair after he transforms on the beach and puts dirt all or the sand all over.
Which is hilarious.
I was like, it looked pretty dope. Him going through the garage or the coming out of the garage, which just peeks through the doggy door.
The doggy door and knocks over the door himself and partially transforms in order to fit through the door. Sits on that couch and breaks it. Yeah,
so funny.
So funny.
I thought it was pretty good. Next up, Creed Dos.
Yeah,
that's the Spanish sequel to Creed 1.
Yep.
Two of us have seen Creed in this room.
Yeah.
Two of us have cried during Creed in this room.
What? That's not a confirmed fact. What are you talking about? Okay, yeah, it is.
Yeah, bitch. And I could feel myself welling up a little bit watching this. I watched because Michael B. Jordan on his Instagram posted the tease, like basically a part of it, the trailer, on his Instagram early this morning. And I watched it and I was like, oh no. Oh no. Because the part where he kisses her pregnant belly, and I was like, nope.
You're gonna die?
Nope.
You're gonna die?
Don't do this. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then, like, he then later posted everywhere. Like, it posted up on Instagram as the one of the Instagram TV ones. And then, like, internet everywhere. And I watched the full one that I sent to the guys. And I was like, oh, no, it didn't get any better. The longer trailer didn't make me feel any better about not crying during this movie. But I'm super excited about it because I did not see the first one in theaters. I waited until it came out. And I took Michael's suggestion and I bought it on iTunes. And I did not regret buying it on iTunes. Because it is a fantastic movie, and was well worth the award nominations that it did get for it.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It fully satisfied you, Mike?
I'm very satisfied.
Yeah,
very satisfied.
Full penetration.
No, the trailer looks super dope, because it's everything you want in the trailer. You kind of want to get an ideal, because this is not the teaser. Teaser came out a couple months ago.
Comic-Con.
Yeah, something like that.
Right? That was like around Comic-Con time.
And that was cool, but you're like, I want to see Drago. I want to see, you know, what the... You kind of knew what the ideal behind it. As soon as it was announced that Drago's kid's in it, you're like, oh, Drago's kid and Creed's kid. That's... Which, to be fair, like, it's super dope that they're doing it, but you imagine in, like, a pitch meeting, they're just like, hey... New Rocky sequel. We're going to have the son of Ivan Drago fight the son of Apollo Creed.
And all you hear is just like boners hitting the bottom of the boardroom table.
Yeah, but like it could have been so fucking hokey.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, definitely. Like, especially if they would have led off like the Creed portion of this franchise with that, it would have been really bad.
Yeah.
It would have been so bad. But for some reason, like, they had to establish Creed. They're like, Creed's a good movie. Don't worry, guys. It's fine. And they're like, oh, shit, it is a good movie. Now give us Drago's kid versus Creed's kid.
I think they had a farm grow that's fucking monster they call Drago, though.
Well, fucking OG Drago, goddamn, still massive as shit and still in crazy good shape.
Right.
And there's a brief little stare down, which is my favorite part of the trailer between Rocky and Drago, which is kind of cool because... So Rocky IV ends and... You know, you obviously that famous speech, and he turns the crowd, and everything's fine. But then Rocky V is just him, you know, he's not really boxing anymore. He's dealing with being poor because Paulie fucked up everything, and just like always. But you never get any more story from Ivan Drago. And I've always wondered, like,
what happened did
he,
afterwards?
Did like, because that wasn't like a. Like a title fight, you know what I mean? Like, he could have been like the best boxer. Like, he could have beaten everybody else, or he could have been shamed out of the country. Or, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
don't read the Wikipedia description.
What does it give you?
Because it tells you exactly why.
Tell it.
Ivan Drago, Russia's former prize champion boxer, who with secret use of steroids and advanced training gained worldwide attention due to his brute strength that had not been seen before. Years prior, he killed Apollo Creed during the exhibition boxing match and was later defeated by Rocky. So it talks about, you know, that, but it doesn't really go further.
Yeah, but it doesn't give you, like, all that's established in the movie. Yeah, so, like, afterwards, it's like, I've always kind of wondered, was he, like, shamed because, did he continue boxing?
Well, they're fighting, I mean, and this shows Victor wearing the Russian flag at one point, so, I mean, they couldn't be shamed out of the country.
Yeah. Well, I just know, like,
he picked up the homeboy
by the throat and threw him. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the Roy talking.
It's a very good question. Did he stop boxing and just be like, you know, feel bad himself for basically losing his for having his country basically turned on him during the fight? Everybody starts shouting Rocky, you know. So, yeah, definitely.
Interesting to kind of get a little bit more of his story. Because the only opponent that we ever got more story on was Apollo.
Yeah.
Because it was obviously the first two movies, and he was in the next two after that as, you know, a main character. But, like, we never learned anything else about Clubber Lang. We never learned anything else about Ivan Drago. So it'd be kind of cool to see what happened with him. But, yeah, man, it's... It's weird because in the first one, Rocky was sick, and they don't seem to reference that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it's going to be a part of the movie, but I'm still waiting for Rocky to die in one of these movies. Like, right? If they pull the trigger on it, I'm going to be so fucking sad. But I don't know if they will or not.
I don't know.
We talked about it. I know they want to make this part a trilogy.
Okay.
So does he die in this one? Does he die in the next one? Or does he never die?
Like, I'd say just let him not die. But that's
yeah. But I feel like, I mean, they give him cancer. Like,
you can beat cancer.
Yeah, but he was.
But I agree, because looking at this trailer, after watching this trailer, I asked the same thing. So this is the last one, right? Like, it has that weird feeling of finality in the trailer, especially when you're going up against, you know, fucking Ivan Drago's kid.
Victor.
It seems like.
With a K.
It seems like that's what you're working up to, that, like, big final fight type thing. So to have something else, even for me, like, you say they're going to do a trilogy. Well, then what the fuck is next? Like,
Tommy Gunn, son?
No. Even I know that's bad.
Mike wants to give me a high five. Yeah, see?
I liked it.
Fucking knew it.
I mean, you should really, yeah.
I'll write it down and send it to
them. I mean, they figure it out. There's something there. But,
you know, Sloan's got an idea.
Yeah.
He wrote all three of them at the same time.
Maybe.
Probably.
But having, Stallone's character die off as well seems like a good, maybe that could be like,
I feel movie. Like Stallone would want that, though. I don't know why. I have that weird feeling that this is his baby. This is his whole career is based off of, he wrote and created this character, and he directed the bulk of the movies, and then he handed it off, the writing and the directing, to somebody else, and they've carried it well. But I feel like Stallone just seems like the kind of guy who would like to have the proper ending to this character.
Yeah.
And that's why he originally made Rocky Balboa, because he was so disappointed with how Rocky V turned out.
Yeah.
And he didn't think that was going to be the last Rocky either, you know? So he was happy with Rocky Balboa, but then when they came to him with this idea, he thought it was cool. But yeah, man, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I just hope it's not super sad. Hope he doesn't die. That'd be a fucking bummer. But I do hope he punches Drago in the face, though, at one point. Rocky.
Yeah. I will say, you mentioned your favorite part about the trailer. Mine is actually the part where he's talking to Creed's son, and he's saying, you know, you shouldn't do this. In our fight, essentially said, in our fight, there was things that he broke that never healed.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not only like talking about the fight itself in the movie, but it's also talking about how he literally told what's his name to hit him as hard as he could and ended up like almost killing him.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yep.
Yeah. So
that's a mistake. That's what happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little too method.
Yeah.
I can handle it, right?
You don't do that.
Oh no, almost died.
Yeah, well, too, also, like, it was after 4 is where they get into the brain injury storyline of 5, mm-hmm. which magically got healed for Bubba. Anyway.
Took him to cancer.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Slid down his body.
I'm super excited about the movie, though. And Michael B. Jordan is, like, perfect for this role.
Yes.
So, it's fun. You really need to watch Creed, dude. You'll like it.
Oh, what? When does this one come out?
November Thanksgiving. 21st.
So Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the week before Thanksgiving.
From the last one came out a couple years ago.
I'll have it watched by then. Maybe
you have time. You have less than 2 months. We have time. I believe in you.
Maybe we make a night out of it. You come over. We all watch it.
He owns it on Blu-ray, right?
I'll buy it.
Oh, I don't own Blu-ray. I own that one on iTunes.
Oh,
okay. Buy it on iTunes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's worth a buy. You won't be like bummed that you bought that one.
No.
I bought it. It's the only Rocky movie bummed? I own.
Are you bummed that you bought it?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't own any other Rocky movies.
Hater.
That's it. Rocky's, we've discussed this. Rocky's never been one of my big favorites. Seen them all, though.
I think my dad owns them all on DVD.
Ugh, he said DVD.
Oh, that's back in the day.
Cody threw up on the microphone. He hates DVDs.
DVDs are terrible.
Anyway, what was the third trailer that we saw?
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Starring a shit ton of people I'm not going to go over.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
So I was going to bring this up before we actually started recording, but this is a good time to talk about it now too. Did you notice the cameo from a character from the last Harry Potter movie?
Well, you have the one guy and the other guy.
No, not Fantastic Beasts. The last Harry Potter movie.
Oh, the last Harry Potter guy?
Was it the snake?
It was the snake.
The snake?
That's the snake that Voldemort uses that has the Horcrux in it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
That's the story of how she became a Horcrux.
Okay. Nuts, good job, right? Mike.
It's fucked up.
Good job.
That snake killed that one dude.
Yeah, and then got fucking murdered.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel a little bit better about it.
Yeah, snake got handled. That's fucking, it got chopped up by a fucking plant boy. You know what I'm talking about. Always blowing himself up. Loves plants. Give Harry the gilly weed to cheat.
Oh, okay. We're still talking about
cheating, but.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But it never specifically said you couldn't use it.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I thought it was pretty cool in there. Everybody who's not dead from the first movie. Who's really the only one person? Not really. He's not really dead, I guess. He's just unmasked as who he actually is. Returns for this here flick. Fucking every single trailer that's come out for this, I was like, yes, yes. And then this one, I was like, fuck yes. Like, wave my wand around. I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
He has a wand
that you
too.
Can actually do that too. Yeah,
yeah, bitch. It's in the other room.
Oh, it's in the other room. Yeah,
okay. Where I watch all my Harry Potter movies.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Hold my wand and watch.
Don't play as Patronus.
Yeah, and it does. It plays it because I have a remote in the other hand.
Yeah, he's pressing the belly button in the other hand.
Play us.
Ooh, I checked myself.
Ha-ha, magic.
What wizard, bitch?
Ha ha. Anyhow, what do you think? What do you think?
I'm so excited about this movie because I know I'm probably in the minority here, but I
hate dwarves.
I do hate dwarves. and all the hobbits, they're terrible.
He hates short things.
I don't dislike the Harry Potter movies. I'm just not a huge fan of them. Like, I can't go back and like rewatch. I've seen them all. And I've seen a few of them multiple times, but like I just can't get into it fully, you know? That's why when the first Fantastic Beasts came out, I was like, nah, it looks cool, but I'll go see it because it looks visually super dope. And I loved that movie so much more than any other Harry Potter movie.
I was completely shocked by it at the end.
Yeah.
Not because I was like, oh, it's not that good of a movie. I thought it was Fantastic Beasts. but like Mike was like, glowing after the fact, and I was like,
yeah,
did he eat his head before? And like, he forgot.
Yeah, I love that movie so much.
Like, did he forget his like mild disdain for Harry Potter stuff?
Yeah,
and he's just like, yeah, magic.
Well, it's what I wanted.
It's different than
it Harry is. Potter. Oh, drastically different.
Yeah, it's what I wanted Harry Potter to eventually
evolve
into. Is like everyone's using their powers, you get a good look at the whole wizarding world.
Essentially,
like,
the last three movies of Harry Potter. Is what Fantastic Beasts ends up being.
Yeah, but it's still on a smaller scale. It's like they're full into it. They're not learning how to do shit. You know what I mean? They're not kids who are still trying to figure out how to fight.
Yes.
It's like these are fucking pros at this point, and the bad guys are really fucking gnarly, and it's super dope. So yeah, I'm very excited. I hope they keep making these movies forever. And the cast is amazing.
Keep getting better too, man.
Yeah,
it's definitely a fun movie. I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's just, I mean, it's a good action adventure movie.
Yeah. Like I said, I like the first one so much is I know I'm missing references. Like, for a fact, I know. Because, like, I'm like, oh, I know that's a reference, but I don't know why.
Right. They'll mention a guy's name and, like, I'm if like, you fuck knew it from the book.
I wish I knew more about the Harry Potter franchise just so I could be better up on this one. But whatever. I'll figure it out. I'll find a breakdown article on the internet or something.
Break down.
But it would be cool if this one, I don't know how the time frames work, but like, will these movies ever evolve into having Voldemort at all? Or
we could, but I mean, yeah, because Voldemort was in the late.
Does this take place in the 50s, 60s?
This takes place right after World War. Well, the first one is right after World War I. Okay. This is right after that. So it's the 30s.
Okay.
But I mean, well, it says right here, 1926, but
there we go. The 20s. So literally.
Yeah. When did World War One end?
I don't know.
I think it was wrapping up at the end of, or at the beginning. Cause that's where, Jacob Kowalski, Dan Folger's character comes from. Cause he was fresh out of the war and he was trying to get a loan to start a bakery.
Yeah.
So it had been like right then and there. What?
1918.
Oh, so it wasn't right then and there. That's when it ended?
It says from July 28th, 1914 to November 11th, 1918.
Okay, fair enough. Some other shit was going on, apparently. But anyhow, so, I mean, they eventually could, but I'm pretty sure the Harry Potter, the Voldemort's, a.k.a. Death, when he basically attacked the Potters, was essentially the early mid-90s, right? It had to been, because he was a teenager by the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So they could all take place essentially in the when they were younger, so it would have been early 70s, late 80s, somewhere around there. But I don't know. I'm not too sure the time frame and a lot of those stuff. So, I mean, it could meet some of those people. Like, obviously, Dumbledore's in this more so than he... because he's actually in this movie. And then... I don't know if there's too many other really recurring Harry Potter characters in this, because at this point they're all too young or too old to play young versions of themselves.
Right.
And Warner Brothers ain't going to spend the money like Disney does to de-age motherfuckers. Mention of a lot of... Well, Nicholas Flamel is somebody who is somebody in the universe, because he's the alchemist that is like 600 years old. That has basically discovered the Philosopher's Stone that led to the Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone plot of the movie.
Yep.
That Dumbledore had Hagrid get out of the bank at the same time he brought Harry there. I don't know. There's not much else. And we do get to meet Newt's brother, which is interesting. It's for a short minute until he gets magicked up and thrown into a little booth.
And he's in the earlier. He's the one that says, "Let's take him." When homeboy was, yeah.
And then I don't know. I was trying to look through this list and see, because I don't know. I think Dumbledore's brother was killed prior to this movie. I can't remember. And I'm not looking through all this nonsense of what's in there, but. All I know is the movie looks fucking amazeballs.
Right?
I was just so excited about it. When I saw that trailer pop the other day, I was like, yep, I'm all about all of this. You can just already let me buy tickets. I will buy tickets. Now. Speaking of buying tickets.
Tickets.
Just kidding. I had no segue to buying tickets. I was just going to talk about news.
What's in the news?
We did buy tickets for Venom. I guess I could throw that in there. News. There's a clip for Venom online. You can watch him use a SWAT guy to, like a bat, to beat other SWAT guys down to the ground.
Nice.
If you want to. There's a pretty cool picture I saw where he apparently shoot a gas grenade at him. And he catches in the air and squeezes it. And the smoke just billows through his fingers. I saw the picture of it's in there. I was like, well, I'd have turned and run. Right? I'm like, nah, I'm good. He caught literally a speeding grenade and then squeezed it to make it go tss.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't go, oh man, that's rough. He's like, I'm all punch people. I was like, uh-oh. That's pretty fun. I should watch that clip. It might be fun. Maybe add some context to that squeezing a gas grenade.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Let's see. We're going to get our first look at Hellboy, the new Hellboy movie, in October. In a week or so, on October 6th at New York Comic Con.
Did I see that right? They pushed that back to next year?
They did push it. Well, it's coming out later next year.
Later next year, yeah. That sucks, because the images that they've put out of just, I can't remember who it is that took up the Hellboy
Sheriff mantle, Harper.
Look awesome.
Yeah, they're using a lot of Mike Mignola art for the posters and stuff too, which is pretty cool.
Which he should be.
He's attached as a producer, if I'm not mistaken.
Which he should be.
Yeah. And Neil Marshall is directing it, which is super exciting because he did a bunch of the Game of Thrones stuff.
Yeah.
And he's really good.
All right.
So that's pretty fun too. I'm trying to remember. There was something else about it. I can't remember what they were saying. Nope, that's not right. They were shuffling because of another movie. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, really? That was the reasoning for them moving it back?
Yeah.
Huh. Weird. I would have thought that it had been...
Because it's supposed to be January, and they're moving it back to April because of something else. And I don't remember what... This article doesn't have it. This one just talks about them moving it from January to April, but it doesn't say why they're doing it. There was something there. It was like, there's another movie of the from the studio that was around the same time or something. And, I mean, sometimes January can be a very sacrificial month of movies.
Yeah.
And we all know, like, Jungle Book, Jumanji did a decent job in that time frame, but, it came out right after in December. And it wasn't until January it still really started kicking off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was really good planning, as we discussed before. But having a something in that time frame is usually kind of a shit show anyways. Oh, shit, I didn't know Ian McShane's playing fucking Papa Hellboy.
Oh, I didn't know that. Playing his
adoptive
either.
Father. Holy shit.
Ian McShane's dope.
Oh, yeah, man. All right. Shit. I'm super happy now. But, yeah, anyways, that's a Hellboy moved to April. I don't give a fuck. Let's see. Mark Hamill looks like a homeless Viking in Nightfall Season 2.
Which looks awesome.
Yep. He has a gnarly scar on his forehead, too.
Yeah.
Super cool. Your poster premiered for The Boys, the Amazon adaptation of the comic book, which if you want to hear about, you can listen to my podcast about it.
Oh.
Ayo. Sorry, a bunch of people. Carl Urban is really the one that you're going to really recognize the name of. But Dan Trachtenberg is doing the pilot.
Which is awesome.
And I don't know if he's doing more or not. I think I saw that one that he was doing the pilot.
It'd be cool if he did more. I kind of want him to do more. I thoroughly enjoyed Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
10 Cloverfield Lane, yeah.
Well, I split hairs, though. He's doing a Harry Houdini biopic, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Might be interesting.
Yeah, so this is a series doing premiere episode. So the pilot so far, it's all that's listed, at least.
Hmm.
I mean, there could be more, but that's all that's listed is him.
Yeah.
Is doing that one. And then I haven't watched his episode of Black Mirror yet. But he did an episode of Black Mirror, too.
No, I haven't watched it either. I don't really watch that show.
You'd think you would, since you like the horror stuff.
Yeah, but that's a kind of, that's a TV type of TV show horror.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. Because it's like Twilight Zone, but like fucked up more. Because like Prime Minister had sex with a pig at one point.
I did watch that. I don't know. It's
the newer ones are better, but that's just me. Have gotten better, I should say.
It's just not that type of, I don't know, it's not that type of horror that I really like, that I really care for, and it has very much a TV feel to it.
Makes sense, since it was originally made for TV.
Yes.
The newer ones are a lot different, though.
But I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
You watch old episodes like Xena and Hercules, Hercules. They have a very made-for-TV feel to them, the way they're shot, the way they look. This and that.
And they all do. I'm not going to say the new ones don't have that, but there's one that is a Star Trek type show, and it's a really good one too.
Mm-hmm.
But they all they do have the TV shot and feel to them. They're not very cinematic like movies would be, but yeah, that's the way they're designed to be, that though.
I don't really care for that. It works with certain things. To me, it just doesn't really work with the scary horror stuff.
Speaking of scary horror stuff, since October is right around the bend here, Hulu is getting ready to launch next month their anthology movie series.
Yes.
That's going to run for a year, and every month is going to have a different horror movie based on a holiday in that month.
Which is going to be strange.
Very strange.
Especially if it's really good.
The first one is obviously Halloween.
Yes.
The second one's Thanksgiving, and you have a Christmas one.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck January has in it. Maybe President's Day or something.
I don't know.
What is there another holiday?
No, maybe January? Isn't that
New Year's? New Year's, I guess. New Year's Day would be one too. Yeah, you have to wait to New Year's Day though. Can't be New Year's Eve because Christmas is the same month. You know, there's one for Easter. There's one for Valentine's Day. I was like, okay, well, here we go. But yeah, it seems pretty interesting. There's a teaser you can watch for. It has clips from a bunch of them,
which I haven't watched yet. Maybe I'll watch it later.
Yeah.
The Haunting of Hill House. Also gets released next month by Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix has got a bunch of cool
and that's going to be out. That is just a straight, I don't know how many episodes it is, but it's just a straight bunch of episodes put together. I've read the original book. It supposedly takes just inspiration from the book, but it's a wholly new imagining of the story of the book. And I read a review from somewhere yesterday that was just glowing. It was just an amazing review of it, and I thought that it came out by the way that the guy was talking about it. Apparently, it doesn't come out until October 12th. So, yeah, so that was true. Wholly disappointing because I was all set yesterday to watch that. I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna watch the fuck out of this.
Because there's here
Netflix search. Only shows trailer. Fuck
Hold,
you.
Hold the Dark is a new movie coming on Netflix that comes out on Friday, the 28th, so the day this episode comes out. So listen to this and that night, watch Hold the Dark. That's got Jeffrey Wright from Westworld in it.
Okay.
It's set in Alaska. Says here, summoned to a remote Alaskan village and to search for for wolves that took a local boy. A naturalist soon finds himself caught in a harrowing mystery.
Mm.
The trailer looks fucking amazing.
Okay.
You had... they have another anthology show coming out called Creeped Out, which is a mix between Are You Afraid of the Dark and Black Mirror. It's a kids anthology series, but it actually looks kind of fucked up. You have Apostle, which is another good one. It has Dan Stevens from... Beauty and the Beast fame. I might like that one. That movie looks pretty messed up. Haunting of Hill House. Obviously, Joe just talked about that. Is on the same day as Apostle comes out, which is the 12th. another movie coming out on the 19th is called Haunted, and it's from the executive producers of The Purge and Lore.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I saw those two. And I was like, well, it's probably going to be fucked up because both of those things are fucked up.
Lore comes out.
Lore season two comes out, yeah, soon. Season two
comes out this October.
Castlevania season two is coming out. We're
going to actually get more than, what, six episodes?
Four episodes? I think it was six. Yeah, I think we're getting 10.
Nice.
I could probably tell you if I looked it up. I'm not going to. The new Netflix show, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Which is obviously Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but like super fucking dark. So that was really kind of crazy. And then this article has a list of other ones you can watch that are on there, listing Ritual, 1922, Gerald's Game. There's a new one. I think it's an Indian show or series or something called Ghoul. It's supposed to be really good too. I was getting like rave reviews. Cargo, you need to watch that one.
Yeah,
that one has Martin Short in it. Or Martin Short, Jesus Christ, Martin Freeman
has Martin Short. I was so excited.
But it's set in Australia, and basically it's got zombies or something, like zombies in it. And like his wife gets infected, so she basically like leaves him alone with their infant child, and he has to try to get her.
I almost watched that one day. Yeah. And I just wasn't feeling it, the zombie vibe. God damn it. Now I have just Martin Short in my head. Just What's that character that he did with the like the really hiked up pants and the?
Oh, the the SNL character. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember now, but I just have that image in my head now.
That's the one. So yeah, so that's you know, pretty fun time. What else is there? Was there anything else? For Netflix stuff, I meant. News wise, I don't think there's anything else either.
News wise, I saw that there were rumors now turned into trumors that.
Trumors.
That they are using James Gunn's script for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Sean Gunn.
Yep.
Was talking about it in an interview. Did you see the released FX image that they released with the real Rocket Raccoon?
Mm-mm.
And it's basically a split image of the right hand side of it is the CG'd version. So you see Pratt, half of Gamora, Drax, and you see the Milano all digitized. And the other half is green screen, and you see the other half of Gamora in a green screen chair, and then a real raccoon in a vest sitting up in a chair.
That's adorable.
And I want to imagine that's real.
Right.
But it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It made me laugh a lot. Let's see. What else? The kids from Stranger Things went to walk through the Stranger Things maze at Universal Studios.
It'd be dope.
It's pretty fun. A little fun little video. I'm getting scared by themselves. let's see. There was something else that was pretty big this week too, right? I thought. Oh, the pre-production on the new Star Trek series featuring Patrick Stewart started this week. Started yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that'll be weird.
Very bizarre.
Not sure if I like that.
It's coming back as his original character?
They've yet to say. He's saying he's making his return to Star Trek.
Because didn't that series end with him being all old as shit?
And also the stuff that's happening now is before any of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows? I mean, fuck it. They can do whatever they want.
Weird.
Oh, you can go do tours to be a tourist at all the Game of Thrones sets that they are no longer using.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, well, that's pretty fucking weird. They show, I want to say it was Winterfell, I think they showed in the picture I saw. See the big old turrets with the round things in them? I was like, that's fucking weird. I didn't think most of that stuff was real.
Oh, yeah, and most of that stuff is real.
That's so crazy.
It'd be cool to go to. It'd just be expensive as hell to
travel
all those places.
Yeah, for sure. First look at Zazie Beetz in Joker. Mike. All you see is her standing there in like a coat, looking all disheveled. That's all you see.
Not going to lie, I don't know how I feel about the Joker movie. I know from a lot of the pictures you guys have looked at it and said, you know, how much you like the look, but I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me. I'll have to just see how it's acted.
See, the thing is like for me, I feel like it's going to be acted at the very least very interesting because Joaquin Phoenix is going to make some choices. You know what I mean? Like he's definitely gonna throw his a weird, unique spin on it. Cause like, I don't think Joaquin Phoenix has done anything trash. You know what I mean? Like his performances I feel are always at least interesting, even if I don't agree with like the choices he made. But when I saw the, cause I guess we haven't really talked about that, but when we saw the screen test with the music that Todd Phillips tweeted out or Instagrammed out, whatever he did.
Yeah, Instagram.
It was cool because it was just Arthur Fleck, I think is what
the Arthur name Fleck.
They're going by for him right now. It's just him, you know, being all awkward and he's kind of slowly swaying to the music, and then like the color flashes and you see the Joker in the background. And you kind of see it in his face a little bit. And then at the very end, it's just full Joker get up. And he's, again, kind of dancing and smiling. But I thought it was super interesting because there's this weird way that he's smiling and it's unsettling anyway because of the music and everything. And then, like, he takes this weird breath, and he kind of starts to go into, like, a grimace face, and it gets creepy because his eyes, like, everything about his face changes. Like, the smile drops, his eyes change, he kind of changes his posture. And, like, when I saw that, I was like, okay, well, that's fucking, like, I could see how these weird fucking creepiness can creep into that. But when I saw the actual, the stills later on of him walking, I really dig the whole outfit and the makeup I like, because it reminds me, I don't remember what run, but there's a run of the clothes wise is very familiar, and then of course clown makeup is always be kind of different. And you, the other thing too is I like the clown makeup now because it's more traditional kind of clown makeup.
Mm-hmm. Based on John Wayne Gacy's makeup.
Definitely. So it's more traditional clown makeup as opposed to I'm gonna try to make myself look creepy mm-hmm. clown makeup, which I like that a little bit better, or I like the idea of at least doing that kind now, because I don't, there's not a lot of things more creepy than real life clowns. You know what I mean? But I'm just excited because I like that this movie is, and this is the other thing, is it's gonna be brought up as a negative, but this movie apparently is kind of existing in its own ecosystem. Like, it's just right. like a standalone movie. Yeah. Like, this is just a cool little movie we're doing. And what's pisses me off is comic book fans, air quotes fans, are the ones that are going to bitch about this the most. But there's, what, 9 current runs of Batman right now?
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and I know that's, it can be an issue for some people, but like, that's comic books. There's 1,000 different storylines going on at the same time, and you fucking gravitate to the ones you like.
Yeah.
I like this idea that we're getting different variations. You know what I mean? Like, because 10, 15 years ago, had all this stuff happened with DC that's happening right now, or it kind of seems like it's in flux, like, they wouldn't have the balls to be like, we're just going to make a standalone Joker film that has nothing to do with these movies. It's just going to be a creepy, and they're even saying it's going to be like DC Dark or DC Black or something like that.
Yeah.
That's going to be like their own series of darker tone movies.
So they're doubling down on the thing even that people have complained about, which is
hilarious. But that's, I still think that's the best part of them, though.
I do too. It's creepy. No, from the beginning, I've always said that one of the things that I do like about these movies is that they are darker.
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm excited about seeing Joaquin Phoenix, because it was such a, when I heard the casting, it was like, I don't think I ever thought Joaquin Phoenix.
No.
But I was like, fuck, that's okay. Yeah. Let's do that, because that's cool shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty cool. So yeah, I'm excited about it. Just because like I said, at the very least, it's going to be interesting how he plays it.
Yeah.
And I don't know shit about the movie so far. I haven't watched, I guess there's a leaked clip, but some footage. So I don't know anything about the movie. I very loosely know that it's kind of his origin-ish mm-hmm. movie, but that's all I know. So I haven't really read into any of that, but I'm as of right now, I'm pretty excited about it.
Cool. Do you know why you think that outfit you saw from the leaked subway car footage looks familiar? That suit, why it looks familiar?
Why does it look familiar?
Because it's Cesar Romero's suit.
Is it Cesar's?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the same, but the color scheme's almost exactly the same. That's where it comes from.
All right. That's
where they got the idea. Last bit of news, since we're talking about horror stuff, is they released a photo of the new Chucky doll from the reboot movies.
Oh, yeah.
He looks fucking weird.
I bet he does.
But I guess he's going to be, this doesn't say, but I read online somewhere, and that may actually be even false, that like this one, he's going to be a corrupted AI that's in the robot, that's in the toy, versus a voodoo trapped soul.
Okay.
So it's not going to be a
this is more
killer.
Toy soldiers?
Essentially, yeah.
Why did you go there?
Because that's his love. He loves that. It's Small Soldiers, not, what you're talking
soldiers,
about.
Small Soldiers, sorry.
Toy Soldiers is the movie.
Yeah, Robin Williams movie. Sorry, I meant Small Soldiers.
No, that's Toys.
Toys.
Toys is the Robin Williams movie. Toy Soldiers is the Will Wheaton movie about the kids in the private school.
Okay, yeah. We'll straighten it out and post.
Nope, leave it as is.
Okay.
Post. We have a post?
Yeah, me posting it later on.
As it is.
That's it for this week's episode, everybody. And just so you know, by the time you hear this, the trailer for X-Men Dark Phoenix will be out. I don't know.
Is anybody excited about that?
Not really.
Me either. Cool.
Nope. Anyhow, that's it for this week's episode of Comes Natural. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Thank you very much.